The Indiana National Guard's agribusiness development team has begun to return soldiers from a year-long mission to Afghanistan. In this segment of WFIU's series Cultivating Afghanistan, Douglas Wissing explores the impact of war on relationships and what the Army can do to act as protector of both life and love.
Counselors often tell soldiers the price of freedom is high, very high, not just for the soldiers, but also for their families. Captain Sarah Wright is a clinical psychologist who serves as a combat stress counselor in eastern Afghanistan. Speaking from her frontline post, she says military deployments can devastate marriages.
Numbers-wise, marriages are going down the tubes.
Divorces in the military, already well above national averages, soared after 9/11, when repeated deployments further strained marriages. Counselors say about half of the married soldiers in Afghanistan will experience the threat of divorce or legal separation while deployed. An Army chaplain, who asked to remain anonymous, says combat trauma isn't the main reason soldiers in Afghanistan seek help.
The deployment has a way of exploiting relationship problems. It's interesting to see a 20-something young man with a rifle over his shoulder who is trained to engage and kill the enemy if necessary say, "My heart is broken."
The chaplain says commanders can often predict which marriages will suffer during the deployment. Young, shaky relationships primarily. But sometimes there are surprises.
And some of the tougher ones are relationships that are good in the States, but the deployment sneaks up on them and scares them. And it scares their love.
And so the chaplain and other counselors begin the work to rebuild fractured marriages that are half a world apart.
Gut-wrenching. I tell them, you're going to eat your guts several times over. It's going to be awful. It's going to be miserable. You're going to cry. But if you can do that work, your marriage, your relationship can be better.
The chaplain tells the soldiers they need to stop the hurtful behavior. They need a truce, and they need to put off divorce decisions while deployed, particularly if there are kids. But he says returning home is no panacea.
And sometimes going home is actually harder. Even if you didn't have problems while you were deployed, it's extremely complex.
But back home, the military has an array of counseling services to help returning vets reintegrate with their families. And the chaplain says there is another agency involved.
I've been extremely humbled at the power of love.
In our next segment, the second agribusiness development team prepares to replace the first group of farmer soldiers. For WFIU News, I'm Douglas Wissing.